Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour 2 of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines, you rascals, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen at Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. You got your divisional round setting up for this weekend. You got tomorrow night. We'll go over everything and tickle my fancy. But Texans at Chiefs at 4:30 on Saturday. Commanders at Lions. And then on Sunday, you got the Rams at the Eagles at 3 o'clock. And then the Ravens at the Bills, 6:30 p.m. to decide who is going to the conference championship. The Miami Dolphins, Leroy, have announced today they will be playing next season a game in Spain.
Cool.
They will be playing in Madrid for next season. They will be one of the they will be the home team, so they are giving up a home game for this game in Spain. But they're putting out a ton of marketing right now this morning discussing the Miami Dolphins going to Madrid for a game. Tom Garfinkel has a statement. He says, "We are thrilled to play in the NFL's inaugural game in Spain, a country rich of history, tradition, and passion, and home to a vibrant Dolphins fan base. There's a hunger for football in this market, and we are proud to join with the NFL in growing the game internationally while engaging with old and new fans alike. With the unique synergy between Miami and Madrid, we believe this is only the beginning for us in an incredible region, and we look forward to bringing excitement and community of the Dolphins of Dolphins football in Spain of the 2025 season and beyond." That is Tom Garfinkel. Do people dig this? The whole like bring the football everywhere all over the world. Like, is it, you know, it's kind of different for like a basketball. Like, I know the Miami Heat did this with Mexico City and baseball do it, but like, you only get so many home games, dude. And like, so you got to go and give one up to a country. Do people dig that, Leroy?
But here's the deal. There's an extra game, so it's always going to be, you know, an odd number, if you know what I mean. Being that it may be the year where you were supposed to have 9 home games and you only get 8. I hope they did it that way. You see what I mean? So that is the thing.
Because they just went. Like, didn't they just go to, like, I don't know whose home game that was, the Germany game. I'm not a big fan of waking up early for the football, dude.
I mean, how early are you going to have to get up if it's in Madrid?
I mean, mean, I don't know. How much different is Madrid than it is Germany? I imagine it's going to be like a 9 o'clock start like it always is.
I don't know.
It's 5:07 right now. So it is a 6 hour difference. Yeah, it's
they're 6 hours ahead.
Yeah, they're 6 hours
ahead. 6 hours ahead.
Yeah.
So it'll be a four. The game will start. I want to say maybe they do it the Sunday night game.
No. What?
What are you talking about? That would be like no. That would be like 2 a.m. over there. What do you mean?
No. Yeah. No, I'm saying
we're gonna get it like we're gonna get it like 9 a.m.
See, this is what I don't understand. Because there was a Dolphin Jet game that started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That was a London game.
Why they never do night games over there?
Why don't they just still? Yeah, why don't they do they a like, night game?
Because they want this. They want the whole day to be football. That's the whole point of it. They want American football from 9 a.m. till midnight. That's the plan. They're never get.
For who? Like, it's for rare us that, or for them?
For us.
For we, us.
So we'll still get it. They started the game at 1 p.m. Eastern our time.
When, dude? Like, that never happens. They always do the 9 a.m. start.
They did a Jets-Dolphins game. I guarantee, because I know the Jets won that game. The Jets-Dolphins game, they started at 1 p.m. It was England. It was in a London time. And I was like, oh, you can actually do a night game in London. It was only a five-hour difference.
I don't remember that, dude. But I'm not saying you're lying, Vlad, but I typically remember it being, it's like they always do the international series because they like football.
Waddle, baby, waddle. Vlad was right. That's when they fired Philbin.
Philbin?
Yeah.
I thought that was Dolphins Raiders.
No, that was Dolphins Jets. It was a 1 p.m. game
but where
in
they
London.
In Germany, right?
It was
nah, he's talking about London. But they played still, in Germany. They played in Germany last year. Remember when Tyreek Hill yacked up the football?
Yeah, that was the
cheese. I'm just like, no. If you remember one thing from that game, is it not Tyreek Hill yakking up the football for a touchdown?
Yeah.
It's easily the most memorable thing.
Oh, no. Tua also missing some passes in the red zone.
Tua missed passes, but dude, remember he was like, Cheetah was talking all that bleep to the Chiefs in the summertime, and they were laughing at him because of that touchdown that he yacked up. Oof. Wallaby Wallace says they want to sell that extra game. If they put it at 1, it's not like the whole world gets it. Yeah, it'll be a morning game. I'm sure it'll be.
I understand. Just like, but they did it that one time and it was like it didn't really affect anybody. It was like, oh, okay, you could actually do a game at 1 p.m.
But the bigger point of it though is they like to put those standalones so everybody wakes up and has Cocoa Puffs and football. And I don't like that. I just like I like my 1 o'clock. I like that's well, that's.
Here's how it goes. I'm gonna tell you exactly how those early morning games go. Cause I bring my iPad, right? I put it on my speaker and we watch while we golf. But here's what happens. It's always at like 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Somebody goes, "Hey, aren't the Dolphins playing?" Oh, I forgot. It's not like you tune in right away. Everybody here forgets about that 9 o'clock game, and then you start seeing it.
Right.
Then you go to it. Oh, yeah. So while they say they want football from 9 until whatever, I bet you if you see the ratings for that, most of the ratings don't come to the second half because people don't forgot there's football.
Yeah. Whatever. All right. Well, enjoy Spain, Dolphins. Get some paella and a win.
Don't drink the water. Is that Mexico?
That's Mexico. Okay. I think you could drink the water in Spain. I'm not really sure.
You could drink the water in Spain.
I've never heard about that.
I don't know. I haven't been there, so Have you been to Spain, Tobin?
I have not been to Spain. That is definitely.
What is the extent of your worldly travels?
Vegas.
And you have to understand that when Conor McGregor fought Floyd Mayweather, this dude thought that if he went to the Irish bar, it would be just like being in Ireland.
But the funny thing was, it was. That was the crazy thing, is that all the Irish people hung out at Nine Fine Irishmen. And I was like, this is where you guys want to be?
Can I just tell you, though, there's people that traveled there that didn't have a place to stay, and they just stayed up. And once a night, a hooligan got arrested for trying to climb the lion
at MGM. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can't trust the you can't trust them. No, I haven't done a lot of world traveling. I went to the Bahamas. Oh, I went to the Dominican this year. I've used my passport very few times.
Wait, so didn't you go with the missus?
Yeah, it was a great time.
I'm more than sure that she'd be upset that you don't even remember going to the Dominican with her.
I just did.
No, but I'm just saying the fact that you didn't know that you went to any other.
I did it for the jokey joke.
Oh my goodness.
Who's my out?
That's your out. I think I've gone to Canada doesn't count. Because
I've never been to Canada.
My wife's from there. I've been to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Mexico.
Courtesy of Goofy.
Yeah. I'm trying to. No, that's it. That's it. Because
Silly Sauce says a Tobin and Leroy international trip would be hilarious. If we did it, we'd have to go to like Slovenia or like Serbia. That's the place.
Hey, hold on.
What?
Hey, this is when you know your boy does not realize that you're black.
What do you mean?
And I'm just saying that the places that we travel, you have to keep that in mind.
Okay.
I mean,
what if we could have a
black dude sitting in the middle of Serbia?
Is that an issue?
I don't know. I don't want he's looking at the different dude.
What if we go to Slovenia and we're like, we know Goran?
You think that will work?
Wait a minute. If Leroy goes to Slovenia, he is an intangible. Right. It's the reverse.
Wow. It's a reverse?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like an Uno card?
Wait a minute. Have you ever met a black Serbian? Let me go out on a limb and say no.
The closest black Serbian I know is Nico.
That's a point.
Hey, yo.
Schmizit says Serb Ibaka.
Now, but here's the thing. I don't like, it's not that afraid of what I'm just like, I don't like really being uncomfortable like that. Like when I went to Canada, we went on the little to the Seven Waterfalls. They were staring at me like I was Bigfoot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't no, I just want to be able to go do my thing. And that's it. Like certain parts of the world. Right. And keep in mind, only here, only in America, do we look at people as black or white, right? You go anywhere else in the world, no matter what your skin color, they ask what's your nationality, right? So there's black people in Paris, but they're not, you know, they're from all over. So you kind of look at it a little bit differently than we do here. Like here, you just see black and white. But it's not like that in the rest of the world. But I will venture to say that if you blacken in Serbia, what you're doing in these parts? In Serbian, and I can't even respond.
You're populating. You're populating. Come on.
I mean,
man.
Who's to say they're not going to look at me as a hooligan?
By the way,
there's
Spain with the Dolphins players. Late meetings, tons of late meetings. If they're going to Spain, Madrid, tons of late meetings.
the Google incident. The Google says of the black population in Slovenia, the AI review is there isn't much information about the exact number of black people living in Slovenia.
Yeah. I'm gonna go out on the.
Where's Negro? It's like if it's, instead of where's Waldo, it's where's Negro. That's what it is.
Dude, come on. We like just, you know, like, yeah. I don't know. See, you could, Listen, if we went to somewhere like Russia, you could put on one of them hats and they would just look at you as being Russian. Right? And,
right. That's
not
true.
Me. Not me. Oh, you can't window dress this.
Yo, you know who they think you'd be if you went to Russia? Rocky's trainer.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And Rocky IV.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy. We got a weather update from the Desmond and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Sure can. It is mostly cloudy. Looks like we have another cold front coming through. Just sprinkling on and off. No serious rain. Winds are light, 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm going to guess they're somewhere out of the north because it's so cloudy, I can't tell which way the clouds are moving. And I would say it's right around, what, 65 degrees?
What is it right now, Vlad?
It is now 69 degrees in Miami.
A little balmier.
A little balmier, but it is raining. And it's expected to rain all day. And the wind is coming from the Southwest?
Southwest?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be colder tomorrow, right?
It is supposed to be, as long as it's not cold on Monday. That's all I care about.
Looks like
no, it's supposed to be warmer tomorrow. It's supposed to be 80 degrees on Saturday and 80 degrees on Sunday. And, of course, it gets cold January 20th, Monday. Yeah, 69 degrees and 40% chance of rain.
All right. The Heat will be back on the hardwood tonight. You know, can I just be honest with you? I'm not really even concerned about the Jimmy Butler thing. I need a big bounce back game from Bam. You know, I need my guy to have a nice score night against the Joker. Right? Because I mean, that last game, oof. You know, it was. I need some buckets from 13 tonight to ease some tension right now.
What part of that do you? He's been struggling all year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or hasn't been as good, but. Mm-hmm. What part of this do you put on having them back spasms?
Can't be ignored. Can't be ignored. I mean, he took a hell of a fall.
You know how you get and back I would spasms. Say,
what is that? What are they? They said he shot him up with Toradol. Like, what's the ramifications of that, Leroy?
Oh no!
Oh, don't look, dude.
Let me tell you. athletes chew that stuff like Tic Tacs.
Is that pills or they shoot that up?
Either way. But here to people's point, I mean, let me make this point. If you get a shot, the area has to be very local, right? So if you get a shot of anything, the pain and where the pain has to be in about an area this big. So if he gets a shot, they knew exactly what was going on. You can't just like say your leg, you're getting spasms in your leg. Boom, give him a shot. No, it doesn't work like that.
Look at that Toradol. I got this thing. What do you got? Right.
You sure it's Toradol? You sure that all? You sure
he said? Good? I thought he said after the game. He said he took Toradol.
But
what do you think it is? You're into this Asia Wilson thing too.
MVP loving B. MVP loving's different.
What do you mean, dude? Like, I mean, first of all, this is not like the first, I think, year they've been together. Right. And second of all, like, why are we all, because it's now flirtatiously public?
It's not even flirtatiously public. It's just.
It is her offseason.
She's an MVP, bro.
She's at every
on
game.
And off the court. Like, that's, you know, I'm just saying.
I like how the teams, whenever she's courtside, they're like, oh, let's welcome Asia Wilson to the game. You know, maybe she just likes basketball, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think she can have a conversation with him? She is an MVP.
You don't think she has?
They're like, yo, dude, you're embarrassing the family.
Let's oh, go. Man. If she says that to him, it's, oh, man.
Hey, yo, this is, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't beat with 10 and 5.
Jesus.
Oh. I can't beat with 10 and 5. I can't be with no damn role player. Let's go.
Man. Oh, man. If your girl That's tells right. you that, oh, my God. It's either two things going to happen. You're going to, you know, you're going to bet, you know, increase your play better or listen, you're going to go in the doldrums.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just need, I know Joker is always one of those juicy matchups for him. So that should be a fun thing to watch tonight. But
the star of the movie, never marries an extra.
That's never happened?
Nope.
Now,
I mean, J-Lo did marry a background back with a back dancer.
Yeah.
Background dancer.
Yeah. So that's why I paused and I didn't say it because I already knew, you know what I mean? J-Lo married a background dancer. But can you think of it? When's the last time you saw a star? I'm talking about the star starring so and so, and say, "Oh."
I know Miranda Lambert. She went from Blake Shelton to just a cop. Like she just married a cop.
Okay, but guess
and
what?
And look what Blake Shelton went to. He went from Miranda.
He went to Gwen Stefani.
To Gwen Stefani. Right. Yeah, you know.
Right. So I'm just saying, like,
you know, you could go from a goat to a jiu-jitsu instructor. I'm just saying, you know,
that's true. That did happen.
Yeah. Yep.
But she, you know, she was sick of him. And like, yeah, you really like football this much? Like, enough. You really want to go play for the Bucks?
She's in a different place than most.
That's true.
She's in that Asia Wilson.
She got spot. That money on.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. This is some more from the,
Ramona?
Ramona piece. It says, when Wade left for Chicago in 2016 after receiving a lesser contract offer from the cap-restricted Miami Heat, Heat executive resolved to never make the same mistake again when they acquired Butler in a sign-and-trade with the Sixers in 2019. The institutional memory was strong. Quote, to be honest, we said all the time that D-Wade died so that Jimmy could live, one source close to Butler said. That meant letting Butler, who was 30 at the time, color outside the lines that had long been defined as Heat culture. They hired his trainer, Armando Rivas, onto the staff, a common practice for other superstars on other teams, but not for the Heat. He skipped team Christmas parties and trolled NBA media with electric hairstyles at media days. He was also allowed to fly privately and stay at different locations than the team on road trips. During the 2023 finals, sources said, he stayed some 30 miles away at a mansion in Boulder, Colorado, while the team stayed in downtown Denver. Quote, "That is not a common practice at all," one Western Conference GM said. "A superstar might stay in a different hotel, but not a mansion 30 miles away." Butler did little to hide the unusual agreement, posting photos from an ice cream shop in Boulder to his ever-buzzing Instagram account during the finals. Quote, "We let Jimmy do more than we ever let LeBron or D-Wade or Zoe do," one team source said.
Well, and here's the deal. We can all look at all that stuff. And we can all have comments on all that stuff. I don't have a problem with that. Like, that's the world we live in right now. You make exceptions. But in return,
you got to play.
The exception also has to give you more than 60 games a year. And that's what they were banking on. If we did the things necessary to keep our star, he's going to be a star and a professional throughout all this. When that went sideways, then everything went sideways.
So privately, alumni and staffers started to express concern about how much leeway the Heat were giving Butler, but nobody dared to speak publicly after he led the team to two finals appearances in 4 years. If anything, the lesson learned from Wade meant rewarding Butler financially before he ever could grow salty, which the Heat did by offering him a four-year max $184 million extension in August of 2021. But when it came time to extend him again with a two-year $113 million deal this past summer, after the exit in the play, the early exit in the playoffs, the Heat balked.
And they didn't balk. They didn't balk. Here's what Pat Riley said. And think of it from Pat Riley's standpoint, that we've made more exceptions for this dude than we've made for anyone. And all we ask is that he play more basketball. To which he basically mocked us.
So, yeah, Riley explained in his news conference, quote, "That's a big decision and a commitment on our part with those kinds of resources, unless you have somebody who's willing to go into, who's going to be there and available every single night." Riley said, referencing Butler's average playing of just 64% of the team's regular season games, quote, "That's the truth." He also took the opportunity to chastise Butler for saying the Heat would have beaten the Celtics and Knicks had he not hurt in his right knee. Quote, "If you're not on the court playing against the Boston Celtics or against the Knicks, keep your mouth shut."
Was that wrong?
Butler was stunned when he heard Riley's rebuke, according to sources close to him, who claim Riley hadn't communicated that directly to him before and believed it was incumbent upon Riley to, quote, "make it right" afterwards. Heat officials dispute this claim, saying Riley spoke with Butler on multiple occasions since a rift is clearly formed and sides were being chosen.
But again,
and you did more for Jimmy than you did for Bron.
Right. How can and look at it from Pat Riley's perspective. Why are we making it sound like what Pat Riley asked of Jimmy is ridiculous? To play more games? Now keep in mind, they didn't say it about Tyler. They knew Tyler was hurt. So there must have been questions.
He did call Tyler fragile in that press conference, though.
But being fragile is different than just coming out and saying, "I need you to play more games." Mm-hmm. Because what you're insinuating is that some of those games you missed, you were taking liberties, and we allowed you to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do have an example. In March, during the tennis tournament.
Yeah, where right. He... We also know that he was dealing with stuff with his father last year, to be fair.
I'm not, but see, but here's the deal. I'm 100% positive that the Miami Heat are separating those two things.
I think so too, because I don't think this is just a last year thing.
Right. And so for Pat Riley to come out, now keep in mind, Pat Riley called out everybody. So yep. Jimmy's not exempt from that.
Wade has just let us all know this.
And the thing about what Pat Riley is saying is he's not questioning your abilities. He's not questioning anything. He's questioning your availability because you want him to pay you $50 or $60 million 2 years from now, and he can't even get the commitment of how many games you're going to play.
Steve says he was at that damn open with that flopper, Neymar. Is Neymar a flopper? Isn't he coming to the Pinks?
Yeah, he's gonna bring back the much heralded and star-studded scoring line of Messi, Suarez, and Neymar.
It's gonna be fun.
MSN, as they would call.
They're gonna light up this bum league. I can't wait.
They better win.
Let's not lose in the first round.
Exactly. They better win if you're gonna bring Neymar in. But so, they have a lot of examples. They do have a lot of examples over the 5 years, and maybe things got even more crazy this past 3 months. So therefore, if they're gonna suspend, I don't think the league or the union's looking at the Heat like they did anything wrong. Because if they did, you would have heard a lot of stink.
Oh no, they're appealing it. They always appeal.
They can appeal, but you would have heard some stink. If Riles went to this measure, they got their papers in order. You know everything they got. Right.
What Hardaway said.
Yeah, they got their papers in order.
They sent film. Yeah. You know, I think that, you know, you think that there was that CCTV footage of him playing soccer with Pogba. They're like, you know, he was sick here, but he seems to be playing his soccer on our practice court.
Playing dominoes in front of your locker room is funny, but it's, you know,
it's funny, but it's nasty work at the same time
because, you know.
You know, he probably thought they were going to walk into Houston and get crushed. And he goes, they did what? Damn it. We'll take a break. We'll get to more deets from this article. Ramona Shelburne with a big deep dive into the Heat Jimmy Butler rift. So there's plenty more to come from that. We are keeping an eye on if there are any updates on the playing stats. If there's any change, the expectation is he's going to play tonight. 8 o'clock tip off tonight from the Kaseya Center. Vice jerseys are back. 6:45 is pre-Heat. Back with more after this.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy. Are you fancy, huh?
What's all that product in your hair?
What?
Like you got a lot of product in your hair.
How dare you?
Is it wet? It looks slick back, don't it, Vlad?
It looks the same. It always does, dude. If I'm not wearing a hat, I swear to God, I use like that much product in my hair. Like,
so is product.
Yeah, but barely. Like I always do.
Was he here?
What do you know, dude?
When's
the last time you put product in your hair?
That's true. When's the last time Leroy had hair?
I don't like him looking at me all skeptical. And where's your Vice shirt today? Too chilly?
No. Been chasing dogs around me, my sick.
Nobody likes a sick Mima.
She got that flu.
Oof. Oh. It's been going around.
Kicking her butt.
It's been going around. Oh, look, the Jimmy Butler story is the cover story on ESPN.
Leroy had an S girl.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to Tacoma Thunder. Leroy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tomorrow afternoon, excuse me. The Houston Texans visit the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs, 8-point favorites, 4:30 kickoff from Arrowhead. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I was way off by saying that they always play close games.
My fancy is tickled.
And they ain't going to blow. And, you know, so Denver ain't going to blow them out. And Denver blowed them out. But I think, again, there's always a couple of teams that come in hot. I mean, I really like this pass rush on Houston. I think they can keep it close, but I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes. Not doing it. Not until he loses, and I'm still going to be shocked when I watch my TV when they say Kansas City lost.
Yep. Agreed. This would be a stunner to me. Like, the Texans are a nice team. Obviously, they can wreak some havoc, but
they'll have some fight. But in the end, I just think Patrick Mahomes is going to do Patrick Mahomes stuff.
I have a question. Where's all this Texans love coming from? Because last week, people were picking the Chargers over the Texans. And all of a sudden, they win. Everybody's saying, they got a shot?
Yeah.
Where
I don't understand.
You saying So Vlad, you saying this a one off? That was just a good game. Now they're gonna go back to getting.
They would even start out right in that game against the Chargers. If the Chargers weren't turning the ball over, it would have been the Chargers blowing out the Texans.
Again, but here's what. The Kansas City Chiefs have broken a record for winning one score games against whoever.
That's right.
Is it okay for me to assume that, okay, it's going to be another one of those games regardless of who they play? Think it's a stretch?
Dude, I think this team was coasting just to get to this point. Okay. Because when you get when you consistently get here, the regular season is nothing. And as much as everybody wanted to say they play so many close games, you know what? They were 9 points away from actually going undefeated or having a chance to go undefeated. So
it really did feel like they coasted all year, and you finished
15-2,
game that you tanked.
And one game that you tanked, and the other game that you lost was a 9-point game against Buffalo on the road. I think we want them to lose so bad.
No, I don't want them to lose. I want to see history.
Okay.
I'm big on that.
But I'm with you. The big one's going to be next week. Like, which one of those teams wins on Sunday night? Can either one of them actually get over the hump?
Right.
But first, 8 o'clock, the Washington Commanders. They visit the Detroit Lions, Leroy. Detroit, a massive 9.5-point favorite from Ford Field. Does that game tickle your fancy?
It does. It does. I don't know. Since when does a guy who want to bite kneecaps have one of the most exciting and fun teams to watch? Right? That you're not thinking. When you're thinking of, when I say Dan Campbell, you don't think, man, they got one of the funnest teams to watch.
Yep.
So I'm excited about that. Can they contain Jaden Daniels? We'll see. McLaughlin? He's a good player too, man. They just throw it up to him and he go get it. So
McLaren?
It'll be interesting to see.
New scary Terry.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because we all know, as good as Detroit has been, they give up a boatload of points.
How you feel about that, scary Terry? You ain't here building the brick house. They just took your nickname away from you. Gave it to this guy.
Who is really scary.
He is good.
He's good.
And then he's like, I have a good quarterback now. Oh, my God. It's incredible.
You know, we always say that. Like, you know what? Your best girlfriend is the new one. Right? You ain't never went back in history and said, that was the best girl I ever dated. No.
Yeah, but listen, he had a BBW last year with that howl. Sunday at 3 o'clock. The L.A. Rams visit the Philadelphia Eagles.
Are we slipping on the Rams? They've been the hottest team in the NFL.
I don't think we're slipping to the point where I would pick them.
I'm just saying.
Eagles are humming, dude.
It's not going to be chalk. Somebody's going to get upset. And if I had to pick a team...
Well, you're not counting the night game, because neither one's really an upset, because it's a pick 'em.
Yeah, basically. No, that's not.
So you're saying you're saying Texans, Commanders, Rams. Who's most likely to upset?
The Rams.
I would agree with you. I would say the Rams.
Right.
Pedigree, young defense.
Right.
I would agree with you there.
Right. Because keep in mind, if you play in Philly and you have a bad stretch, you also going to be playing against your fans.
Oh, dude. You're right about
that.
They
will boo you in a heartbeat. That being said, I would still roll with Philly, but it's not going to go chalk the whole way.
Well, right? what's chalk, though? Because you got to – like you said, the next game, the road team is favorite.
Well, I'm just saying up to this point.
He's saying that of the three games, Vlad, like, do you think it's going to be Chiefs, Lions, Eagles?
Yes.
I don't know. Probably. No. Probably.
But the game
keep in mind, look who you're talking to.
They're big spreads, though.
A scarred human being that had an 11-point spread. So understand.
Yeah.
I'm always in the back of my mind going, now keep in mind.
But here's the thing.
We lost a 14-2 team.
But
It wasn't like a like.
Who?
I mean.
Oh, you lost it. Yeah, the Falcons were 14-2. So it wasn't like, right. Yeah, but you were 15-1 and we're playing at home. Difference here is Rams have gone through a lot over the last week or two. Can they carry that momentum? Or sooner or later, and I'm not going to use the pun because I don't want
to. You say sooner or later, the luck runs out.
The luck, yeah.
That's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
Like, they've been the hottest team that have put it together, that have been winning games, like, in the last 2 months.
Yeah, they got a pedigree coach and quarterback, too. Like, they're led by that.
They got a running game. They definitely got the passing game.
Now they have a defense.
I'm going.
Here's the deal. If I have any questions about it, it ends with Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Because he had 300. Was it 300 the last time they played?
I know he rushed for 200.
He
didn't have
300, but he almost had. He could have had
300 total yards.
Yeah,
total yards.
Yeah, he could have had 300.
No, he had
300 total yards.
No player in the history of the NFL has ever rushed for 300 yards?
No.
He rushed for 255. He caught 4 catches for 47.
302.
Jeez. Yeah.
Do you know, you realize that? No player in the history of the NFL has ever run for 300.
Yeah, there's a reason.
I think the record is 295.
I mean, if you rush for 295 yards, there's a good chance you're probably winning the game. So, and you're probably blowing the other team out. So they might take you out in the fourth quarter so that you're not –
that had to be like an old time stat,
right?
No, I think it might have been Adrian Peterson.
To be the closest,
I think so.
So this game tickles your fancy.
Oh yeah.
At 6:30,
my fancy is tickled.
The Baltimore Ravens are 1-point road favorites visiting the Buffalo Bills, Leroy. Tickle your fancy?
Yes, absolutely.
My fancy is tickled.
A great 18 degrees in Buffalo that night.
Adrian Peterson had 2007.
In 2007.
Yeah.
By the way, 65% chance of snow.
Ooh.
Where is this?
In Buffalo.
No, in Buffalo. I mean, both teams play in snow. So
I know.
Who does that affect more? I think it affects Lamar more because he's a little more, whereas my man's just a moose.
Yeah, but Lamar has that big moose behind him.
Yeah. He got the moose. He got a moose too.
Yeah,
a moose off.
So
let me tell you something. If I had a chance between, if I wanted Josh Allen the moose versus Derrick Henry, I'm rolling with Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I want Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Oklahoma drill.
Yeah, because guess what? I've never seen anybody move out of the way from Josh Allen.
We've seen
some business decisions being made with Derrick Henry.
In the snow? Oof. That's not a business decision you want to make.
Look, big, fast, and slippery.
Going to be fun, for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
That is tickle my fancy.
Whoa.
What? What?
Monday.
Oh, Monday, the national championship, Leroy.
Yes.
Notre Dame takes on Ohio State. Tickle your fancy?
My fancy is tickled.
I'm scarred by this. My fancy is tickled. Somebody sent a stat to us that said, you know, they do a poll who voted for who in the country. You know that every state but two selected Notre Dame.
Really?
Yes.
Michigan and Illinois?
You mean Ohio?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
-1.
Michigan. And where the hell do they live? Indiana. That's where they're from, right? South Bend?
Yes. No. Wait.
Every state except two
picked Ohio State.
Notre Dame.
So it's Ohio.
I heard you wrong. I apologize.
So two states
picked Notre Dame over Ohio State.
Only two states picked
only two picks picked Ohio State.
Or
okay.
Rooting for Ohio State.
So, my bad. I thought you said only two picked Notre Dame.
And so that would be Ohio and what the state of Florida? Michigan. Oh, Michigan? Really? Michigan's rooting?
The state of Florida is not rooting for Ohio State.
They're not rooting for Notre Dame either.
But I will say this. A lot of people down here are in the same boat as me. And that anybody but Notre Dame.
Even Ohio State. I love Ohio State. That really?
I will put a Buckeye necklace around my neck and do and sing Hang On Sloopy before
Notre Dame. I would say of the Canes fan base, though, I would say it's pretty split because that's an old school thing, Catholics versus convicts. Like most young Canes fans are probably scarred by the Fiesta Bowl.
I definitely am.
That'd be an interesting thing, right? Like who, if you're in the chat, if you're a Hurricanes fan, who you voting for?
I'll tell you I'm rooting for Ohio State, even though I'm rooting for nobody. But that's only because Al Golden is the defensive coordinator of Notre Dame. I don't want him to win the championship.
Right.
I can't believe you rooting for Ohio State, Leroy. Y'all don't play Notre Dame every year.
Let me explain something to you, dude.
They hate you in Ohio.
When I was in college, I got an absentee ballot, and my two choices were Edwin Edwards, who had been kicked out of office for embezzling money, and David Dukes, who was the head of the.
I can embezzle. I don't want you embezzling
money.
That
was my two selections for governor.
So you voted for no one?
Huh?
You voted for no one?
No, I voted for the crook.
I would rather.
And guess
not
what
vote.
Happened?
David
Dukes
stole
money and went to jail.
Yeah.
So
who could have seen it coming?
What I'm saying to you is this. Sometimes in heaven, neither side is worth rooting for. But I root less for Notre Dame.
Nah, bro. Ohio State's forever ops. I'm never rooting for them. Not even.
I would feel that way too.
Never.
But my choice is Notre Dame.
Whatever. I mean, it's,
you see, I have a different tie to this. Even when I was at Michigan,
you played
Notre
Dame.
We beat the hell out of Ohio State, and we played Notre Dame every year. We never beat Notre Dame.
Ah, okay. Well, then
there we go. There it is.
Yeah. No. I'm not hiding it. And I want them. I don't want a team that is not in the conference to win the national championship. I don't. Because every year they're going to do the same thing. Play all the armed forces. Play a couple of games in the SEC. Everybody going to put them up there. And they're going to get in the playoff every year. I don't want that.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. More to come here on the show. Stream it live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. Back after this.